Time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. I tell you what, if I was ever lucky enough to win lots of money, one of the things I would like to buy is a Tag Heuer watch. I've always been a bit of a lover of theirs. They've got a smartwatch now.
They do. It's actually their second smartwatch that they've now brought to market, and it's vastly improved. The first one was quite thick and chunky. Now they've kind of refined it to look more like their traditional watches that you're used to seeing, but when you push the little button on the side, it's got all the brains of a typical smartwatch.
Does it work with every kind of smartphone?
This is the advantage that Tag has taken, is they're partnering with Google for the operating system, and their watch operating system actually works with iPhones or Android devices. So if you've got a Samsung, an Apple device, Motorola, it will all work with them. So yes, you'll have integration on both sides.
Is that novel? Because I thought iPhone didn't work with anybody but iPhone.
Yeah, so if you've got an Apple Watch, it won't work with any other device except for an iPhone. But the other brands, even a Samsung smartwatch, will work with an iPhone, but it just doesn't integrate as well as the Apple Watch does. So you'll get most of your notifications and things like that, but that deep integration that the Apple Watch has with the iPhone is unmatched.
And have you taken this Tag Heuer for a spin, have you?
I'm holding it in my hand right now. It's beautiful. It looks great. And it's got the best part about it, to be honest, is actually that it's got five watch faces which reflect their traditional watches. So you can actually change them to suit the occasion and have it look like a proper Tag. But I'm very delicate with it because it is a $2,500 watch.
Oh, I don't know about you, but do you feel nervous going out wearing something that's worth the cost of a small car?
Look, I will be honest, I had it on my wrist while I was mowing on the weekend and even cleaning the pool. I'm just rolling the dice on this in terms of its durability. It still looks very good, which is good because I signed a waiver that says I think I need to pay for any damages. But honestly, it is a really nice watch, but it has got a bit of a rugged feel to it. I don't feel like I'm about to break it that easily.
Okay. $2,500. I think I might just get one at that price and save the rest of my money. Now, let's talk smell-o-vision.
Yes. So how about this? So we keep hearing about virtual worlds and the idea that one day we're all going to be plugged into virtual reality and living in this virtual world. Well, if you're going to be in a virtual world, wouldn't it be good to be able to smell in that virtual world?
Yes, it would. I imagine the possibility of waking up of a morning and then flicking on my television and having a huge paddock of lawn that's being mowed and I've got that smell wafting from my television.
If you can get that fresh-cut grass smell going on, I once saw it in a candle. It didn't quite work. But if someone can figure that out, that would be amazing. Mm. What this company is doing here is they're actually starting to build a gadget that will plug into your virtual reality headset, and they say will allow you to stop and smell the roses. And literally, in that virtual world, if you were to pick up a rose and bring it closer to you, the smell of that rose would actually start to be in your experience as well. So we may get to a point that virtual world we're in, if you're bumping into somebody, you might smell the cologne that they're wearing.
Which would be interesting. But I mean, from a technological standpoint, if you were to have a virtual world with virtually all the smells, I mean, there's literally millions of good and bad smells in this world of ours. How would they be able to put all that into one particular unit?
Well, I think my biggest concern is how do you avoid getting those bad smells into the unit as well?
Yes.
If you can pick and choose which ones you get. But basically what they're saying is that they're trying to build cartridges that will try and plug into different experiences. So if you are in a garden-type experience, you would have a garden-type cartridge. But at the same time, if you really want it to work properly, it shouldn't have limitations like that. It should just be that you could be anywhere in that virtual world, and if you see something, that smell could be reflected. So there's a little bit to go.
It would be. It'd be interesting, though, because as we know, smell is one of those things that really triggers a memory. So it would be fantastic if you had an experience of going to an event or something and you could recreate that smell. It would take you straight back there.
It would be amazing. I mean, imagine being able to go back to Woodstock in the 70s or something like that.
That would be an amazing thing to achieve. We'll keep an eye on that space. We'll also keep up to date with all technology when Jeff joins us next Wednesday. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.